If you watch the action at Wimbledon this weekend, you'll see cameras zoom in on Roger Federer or Kim Clijsters. You'll also notice small figures, ball boys and ball girls, darting on and off the court. Kyle McKinnon reports that their training also can be plenty demanding.
The chair umpire is critical to the smooth running of Wimbledon. So too the six young girls and boys flying around each court between points. They're all regional high school students, like 14-year-old Chris Howden.
This is a sport in itself, and people don't really realize that, but it is really difficult.
Chris is a first-year ball boy. Before qualifying for the championships, he trained for 7 months, often several times a week, here on the indoor and outdoor courts of the All England Club. The ball boys and ball girls warm up by rolling tennis balls to each other, a maneuver they execute over and over and over during a match.
Every roll's got to be flat to the floor, every feed's got to be perfect, and even the way they grip the ball has got to be perfectly done if they're centre courts.
That's Steve Hayes, a ball boy veteran of two Wimbledon tournaments. A highlight for him was Pete Sampras's stellar performance in 1999.
I was in every single one of his matches. It was one of the greatest experiences ever to work at Wimbledon. It's fantastic. I still got my all my uniform frames and all my photos.
Hayes now coaches the next generation of ball boys and girls, making sure they master the precise waist-high bounce of the ball to the player who's serving. Hayes training includes fitness routines with knees to chest jumps, squat thrusts, and sprints. Achieving that perfectly choreographed grab of an errant ball and the roll to a colleague on the server's end of the court requires a fit body. And ball boy Chris Howden says you can't get winded.
When you're on the side of a player who's making a lot of mistakes, if they keep on hitting the net, then you just got to keep on sprinting and collecting the ball. And by the end of it, you're praying that they're just going to get it over the net and you won't have to run.
During play, ball boys and girls must remain absolutely still in either a ramrod straight stance, hands behind the back, or for those assigned to the net, kneeling down just off the playing surface, out of the player's direct eyesight. The demands aren't all physical. Ball boys and girls must have impeccable manners and an absolute command of the rules of the game. 15-year-old Georgia Heisman is one of the select few who's made it to Central Court where the top names play. She says ball boys and girls have to keep their cool, even when the players lose theirs.
You have to be very professional about it. Your job is to feed them balls, to keep them happy. You have to steer it really, you just got to keep them happy.
For NPR News, I'm Kyle McKinnon in Wimbledon.
This is NPR News.